WHCL, Clinton, New York. Dan Levinson of Swing Wing, and that was talking to Dan. He said that's the one that he really likes. That represents a lot of what he's doing now. But if you're on the West Coast this weekend, and I mean the weekend of 7th, 8th, and 9th of August when I'm doing this broadcast, Dan is out in Costa Mesa, California at the Hilton Hotel out there, and he is doing a variety of things. I think tonight and tomorrow night, he is playing with the Canary Cottage Dance Orchestra, and his wife, Molly Ryan, who is a wonderful vocalist, will be contributing vocals, as well as a barbershop quartet will be in there, and other people. But if you want to hear the early sounds of how music sounded, it's almost mostly like later ragtime, early jazz, before, let's say, 1925, You'll get this stuff is so authentic and sounds so much like what it was. And Dan is a scholar and a brilliant recreator of that period. And he also plays swing, as you just heard. And you started the set with Pretty Baby, which was a song from that was written by Tony Jackson, of course. And that was. That was from Crinoline Days, and there's a link to Dan's site. And this last one was from At the Codfish Ball. Oh, Peter, you're so nice. Well, I'm trying to keep within the theme here. And that CD was released on Dan's own label, Loop Guru, and it was issued this past year, in 2008. So this Dan Levinson in the Swing Wing at the Codfish Ball. And Dan is out there all weekend, and Sunday he's going to be playing with the Seven Sons of Rosie, where they celebrate the music of Rosie McHarg, who was in the music business forever. He basically spanned the whole century. And we it was amazing because he knew him. It was very very interesting. I heard I have the 11 Sons of Rosie CD as well, and I'll be playing some from that in the near future. Now to go back to actual 1920, here's Eddie Cantor on radio. I'm Andy Senior. I never knew I had a wonderful wife. Well, believe me, I know I've got a wonderful wife, and I'm not gonna let anyone tell me any different. Thank you.
Not too fast, not too slow. Won't say yes, might say no. That's my gal. She knows just when to do, when to don't she ever. When she will, when she won't, or never. Not too good, not too bad. She's just right. Gee, I'm glad she's my gal.
Yes. Nothing says 1927 like that arrangement of Not Too Good, Not Too Bad, a rather obscure song done by Paul Specks Georgians and a group that was very much trying to sound like the Rhythm Boys, but we know what the real Rhythm Boys sound like, don't we? They weren't bad, though. I like that. They were making a fair attempt at it. Before that, Harry Salter and his Willis Nighters, which is an obvious pseudonym. I believe that was Sam Lannon or one of those groups. I think it was Lannon. She's a Great Great Girl, 1928. More notable version done by Roger Wolf Kahn, but I just had to hear Irving tonight. I just had to hear him sing. Before that, another guy I had to hear sing, Eddie Cantor, I Never Knew I Had a Wonderful Wife. Well, guess what, buddy, you do. 1920. And any guy who doesn't know he has a wonderful wife ought to just go home and slap himself in the face three times and take a good look at all the blessings he's got. That's what I say. And of course, if he doesn't have a wonderful wife, then there are, that's his problem. But, you should be sober when you make those decisions. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm sober right now and industrious and obedient and I hope kind and I hope... And definitely sincere, most definitely. And I'm sincerely glad you're listening to Radiola tonight on WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. This is, a fun night. Good, bad, and ugly. Well, it's about to turn nasty. Before it turns nasty, let me say, Monday nights, Vince Giordano at the Club Cachet at the Sophia's Restaurant at the Hotel Edison, every Monday night, dancing, great stuff. Dan Levinson won't be there because he's there a lot. I don't know how he does it, but he's there. He's everywhere. But he's not there because he needs to rest. But everybody else will be there. What a good band, and I've heard them live, and they will be available live soon. But I'm not going to say anything just yet about that. But they're all over the place. But go down to New York and hear them in their element at the Hotel Edison, would you? That's Monday night. If you want to go down there, do it. Just do it. Now let's turn nasty, and really nasty. Here's Cliff Carlisle, 1936. And if I'm not arrested for playing this, I have no faith in humanity. That nasty swing.
Mama, come along, why don't you swing that thing? Lordy, lordy, oh my lord, do that nasty swing. I know you can, cause I'm a nasty man. Did you mean it when you told me you had the nasty swing? Something tells me, sweet little gal, you've got everything. Wind my motor, honey, I've got a double spring. Place a needle in that hole. My gal drives a Packard car. She bought me a diamond ring. She showed me how to do that thing they call a nasty swing. She's my pal, my little nasty gal. Did you mean it when you told me you had the nasty swing? Something tells me, sweet little gal, you've got everything. Wind my motor, honey, I've got a double string. Place a needle in that hole and do that nasty swing. De-o-de-de-o.
Thank you. it is that we women folk are beating all you men. You get evidence of it every day. Now just look what we go through and the clever things that we do, and we surely have this to say. Aren't women wonderful? Aren't women grand? Aren't they the rulers of this happy land? They fly the Atlantic while countries explore, where lions and tigers and savages roar. Then they faint dead away when they see a little mouse on the floor. Boys, aren't women wonderful? Aren't women grand? I said, aren't women wonderful? Aren't women grand? Aren't they the rulers of this happy land? A man who's so old that he should take to his bed will try monkey glands and he'll get married instead. But we know who put the big idea in his head. You know who? Women, women, women. Aren't women grand? Though we like to think and to boast about man being supreme, still he's got to play second fiddle, no doubt. Though he's big and tall, maybe she's short and small, yet she can count him out. Oh, aren't women wonderful? Aren't women grand? Aren't they the rulers of this happy, happy land? When baby is expected, you chuckle with glee and think how you'll dangle the kid on your knee. A girl or a boy you'd like, but she hands you three. No fooling. Aren't women wonderful? Aren't women grand? Aren't women wonderful? Aren't women grand? Aren't they the rulers of this happy, happy land? How kings have been conquered, the history books tell. For instance, Anne Boleyn, and also Sweet Nell. Surely you know Cleopatra and Sophie Tucker as well. I must say that we women are wonderful, boys. No fooling. Women are grand.
And I'll second that notion. And that bit about the, you know, getting three, that goes out to my brother. That said, he knows why. Well, he's going to get his third one. It's not at least not three at once. Nobody would do that to him, but, you know, one at a time is fine. Sophie Tucker, and that was recorded about 1928. Aren't women wonderful? Indeed they are. And one in particular that I know of, and I won't say who she is, but she knows who she is. And before that, Ray Noble's New Mayfair Orchestra, that song appeared in the British TV series Pennies from Heaven. And I like it. I like this version best of all. Dorothy Carlos doing that rather sultry vocal on Nasty Man from 1934. And I just say it's better than, I mean, I like the Ellis Fay version, but she keeps bringing in those Joe Penner references. And while that was a hot topic at the time, because "You Nasty Man" was a catchphrase in 33 and 34, thanks to Joe Penner, who was specializing in catchphrases at the time. He was, that sort of wears thin after about 18 weeks or thereabouts, 13 or 26 weeks. They kept him on the air till 1940. I don't know how that happened. Before that, Cliff Carlisle, that nasty swing. And, of course, he's referring to a phonograph, the double spring and the needle in the hole and the, and I just hope the microdiaphragm was in good condition, because otherwise it wouldn't play. Yes, that nasty swing, 1936. And, yes, this is Radio. I'm Andy Sr., and I got to say, I'm enjoying tonight. Good, bad, and ugly, and that was pretty nasty. So now we're going to kind of veer into ugly a bit. Metaphorically speaking, we're not really going to, although it does get worse, but right now it's mild. Cliff Edwards, this record was sent to me by the old codger who graciously acknowledged me on his show last week. And he said I was, and it's true, I'm the inventor of bacon, but he forgot also that I invented fudge, the snorkel, and double-entry bookkeeping. So I'll work on, those are things, I'm more proud of bacon than anything. I have to say that. I'm a lot older than you think I am, but I'm taking supplements. so I'm doing pretty well here. And my dog loves your dog. Ray Henderson had a hand in this one, 1934.
Pardon me, but if I may, I would like to speak to you. Maybe you have noticed too, our dogs have learned to care. You can see it in their eyes, you can hear it in their sighs. Winchell mentioned it today, they are very much that way. My dog loves your dog, and your dog loves my dog. If our doggies love each other, why can't we? My dog's a he-dog, and your dog's a she-dog. I wish you loved me the way that he loves she. Don't they look sweet every time they meet beneath their favorite tree? My big Airedale wags his little tail to tell your terrier he's crazy to marry her. My dog loves your dog, and your dog loves my dog. If our doggies love each other, why can't we? Your dog loves my dog, and my dog loves your dog. If our doggies love each other, why can't we? All night he's whining because he keeps pining to be with her the way I'd like to be with you. I take him out and he runs about to see if she is in sight. By his nose he knows every place she goes. He calls to her, bow, wow, wow, I love you and how, wow, wow. My dog loves your dog, and your dog loves my dog. If our doggies love each other, why can't we? Your dog, my dog. If our doggies love each other, why can't we? Look how she pets him, and look how she lets him play around the way I'd like to play with you. Chows and Pekingese, who have pedigrees, are crazy over my hound. But your little mutt simply got him nuts, and he'd gladly give her his last piece of liver. Cause my dog loves your dog, your dog loves my dog. If our doggies love each other, why can't we?
A little cheer, though I am here just sitting on a log.
I pet my dog, feeling blue as blue. Just sitting on a log, pet my dog, waiting for you.
A nip every time you smile, babe. Oh, how I hate you, you alligator bait you, the homeliest thing I ever saw or seen. You're not neat, pigeon-toed, box ankle too. There's a curse on your family and it fell on you. Your hair is nappy, who's your pappy? You some ugly child.
Thank you.
22, there's a curse on your family and it fell on you. Your teeth are yellow, ooh, your fella, you some ugly child, yeah, girl.
Now that would be a very cruel dedication to somebody with self-esteem issues of any sort. But that was George Brunes, or Brunes, as he used to spell his name until he went got numerology in his blood. George Brunes in his jazz band in 1943. Well, it's a bit late, but it kind of fits thematically. Ugly Child, and yeah, it was originally a song called Pretty Doll, written by Clarence Williams. And when Fats Waller recorded with that group some months before that, before he died, of course, he insisted upon recording the original title. He did not sing it, but it was done in honor of Clarence Williams, who had written the song, You're Some Pretty Doll. And this is the song that people usually remember, but the other one was more of a World War I era song, but it was a very nice song. But George, he tore it apart, but it's funny. I guess if you're drinking and you're sitting there and the person sitting at your table with you is being yelled at, being called all kinds of names and everybody's cackling, I guess that's humor of a sort. Before that, Sam Robbins, Hotel McAlpin Orchestra, Sam Robbins sang that, and boy, did he sing that with passion. That is one love song, I got to say that. Sitting on a log, petting my dog, 1933. That is the most heartfelt singing I've ever heard from anyone. And beginning with Cliff Edwards, My Dog Loves Your Dog, 1934. Well, on the internet, nobody knows you're a dog. And I'll try not to bark too loudly here. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm going to scratch behind my ear in a minute. But this is Radiola, WHCL, 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And thanks so much for listening and streaming tonight. I do appreciate it. Here's let's get out of this ugly, bad, awful feeling, and we'll go back there later, but let's get out of it for now. Chick Webb, Taft Jordan on the vocal here, 1935. I may be wrong. Well, talk about being noncommittal. I may be wrong, but I think you're wonderful.
Tightly, all of my ties are crying. If seeing you I speak rightly, this be the very first time you came along and say, I thank you wonderful, baby, baby. I thank you grand, but I still can be wrong. Oh,
marvelous, too marvelous for words. Like glorious, glamorous, and all that old sign amorous. It's all too wonderful, I'll never find the words that say enough, tell enough. Just have me dance well enough, you much, too much, and very, very to ever be in Webster's dictionary. And so I'm borrowing a little song from the words to tell you that marvelous, marvelous for words.
Oh, yeah, just too marvelous for words. That was Chew Berry and his Stompy Stevedores. Hot Lips Page there on the vocal. That's a cool record. Boy, I love that stuff. Chew Berry, anything he was on was cool. No doubt about it. I don't know what he was on besides records, but he was really on records, and I love that. Before that, a group, anybody who's got my playlist knows who this is. But those who don't get my playlist or... don't want my playlist, for that matter, might be very surprised to hear that that group that played Old Lady Be Good from 1937 was Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys. Good jazz. Doesn't sound anything like Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys, except the musicians do. But there's no pedal steel in there, and there's no yee-haw, and no... It was, you know, very straight jazz. Good stuff. Good swing. Beginning with Chick Webb, Taft Jordan on the vocal. I may be wrong, but I think you're wonderful. So, you know, make up your mind. 1935. And I'm making up my mind. I'm Andy Senior, and we're going to truncate things here a bit, but we're going to definitely play one that I want to play because I want to play it. Good stuff tonight. And I think this should be my theme song. Anyone who knows me would say that this should be my theme song. But I'll let you decide. Let the listener decide. But either that or I should get a job at with that company.
Hey, lady, are you in a bad humor?
I'm the bad humor man. Ding-a-ling, ding-a-ling, ding-a-ling. Got a frown on my pan. Oh, I don't like anything, no sirree. I hate people and they hate me. So I sing ting-a-ling, ting-a-ling. And I go on my way with my wagon rumbling. I keep grumbling. Gee, it's a lousy day. got a frown on my pan.
Say, what's the matter there, Jenny? Ain't you putting out any?
No, it's been a lousy day.
You mean you're really broke?
Take me lightly.
I will if I can.
I'm the bad humor man.
And I am the bad humor man of 2009. I'm Andy Senior. This is Late Radio, and that was you've been listening for 2 hours, I hope, or however long you've been listening. That was Claude Thornhill and his orchestra, Bob Jenny on the vocal. He was singing the bad humor man, but I am the bad humor man, and I own that. That was from 1940. So nice. I may incorporate that as a, that should be a theme once in a while, because that's my modus operandi. And it's been a great, you know, good, bad, ugly, indifferent. We have a lot of fun here, and every Friday night I'm here at 8 o'clock. At 6 p.m. you can hear Mark Fuller with Retro Country for the rest of the summer, and then who knows what's going to happen. But for the rest of the summer, 6 p.m., Mark Fuller is on, and he does, oh, he plays those old country songs you love. And there are pedal steels in those, so if you missed one tonight, you can hear one then. And coming on immediately following me is the Gray Fox with Walkabout, so you'll enjoy that. And this is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And tomorrow night, this is a nod to a colleague. So I'm going to finish the show with a song that he always finishes with. But I thought I would play a different version. And this version is from Britain, about the same time, maybe a little later. I'm going to say 1930, just to be safe. Jack Leon's band. But those of you who have heard Rich Connedy and the Big Broadcast, who is on Sundays, you've heard this, but you've never heard this version. Probably not.
Down and out, lift up your head and shout, there's gonna be a great day. Angels in the sky promise that by and by there's gonna be a great day. Gabriel will warn you some early morn, you will hear his horn. Think he's not far away. Hold up your hands and say, there's gonna be a great day.
WHCL, Clinton, New York.